Feel it coming in the air.
Yeah.
Hear the screams from everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to the thrill.
I'm ready.
It's a dangerous love affair.
Come on.
Can't be scared when it goes down. Got a problem, tell me now. Only thing that's on my mind is who's gonna run this town tonight.
Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600. Brought to you by Covers.com. I'm your host, Jason Logan. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Tuesday podcast. As we start what is going to be one of many Super Bowl-focused pods, it's going to be a great week coming this week. We're going to get even more in-depth next week. We're going to actually take the Sharp 600 on the road. That's right. We're actually going to Phoenix to be part of the big game buildup, going to be part of that big media frenzy in the desert. We're going to be doing some great content there. Likely going to have about three podcasts coming out next week. As I said, we're working with Caesars Entertainment, so we're going to have some great guests, hopefully get some different voices on the podcast as well, too. And also all that quick-hitting betting info that you love. So it's going to be the same. So stay tuned for all of that great stuff. We're going to let you know what's going on there in the week to come. Joining me in Arizona is going to be my man, Dell, who has been well-traveled. He's been jumping around the globe here. But you get to pack your Eagles fandom, bring that to Arizona. What are you most excited about here for Super Bowl weekend? This is going to be a fun one.
I'm excited just for all the content we're going to produce. It's going to be a great time. We're going to have lots of stuff going down, and I'm excited for all the stuff that we're going to push out for all these guys and all the bets and everything. It's going to be a crazy week, and it's even better that the Birds are in it. So Birds Chiefs is going to be a great game.
It is. You know what I'm really excited about is wearing shorts. I'm going to get to wear shorts in the middle of January or February at this point.
It's always nice because it's Canadian winters are just brutal. People don't understand. Canadian winters are brutal.
Yeah. I'm looking at like half a foot of snow outside right now. So pretty excited for some warm weather. And like you said, too, some great content coming up. So before we get started here, though, we do ask that if you are listening to the Sharp 600, whether it's your first time, whether it's one of many, we ask that you please rate and review the podcast. Give us some feedback. We love that. Let us know what you want to see and hear and want us doing down in Arizona there as we get ready for Super Bowl 57. All right, Dell, one last game for NFL season. Let's start the clock.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
That's going to be me in the hotel pool when we're down there, buddy. Cannonball all over the place. As we do on the Tuesday podcast, we're going to break down the opening odds and action in the first 48 hours of betting. And it has been an interesting one here for Super Bowl 57. The opening spread ranged anywhere from Kansas City -1.5 to Philadelphia -1.5. Had plenty of pick'ems showing up there in between. But shortly after the odds opened, we did see the market swing in favor of the Eagles. Philadelphia drew the early action for Super Bowl bettors. And the market has moved as high as Eagles -2.5. Now, early opinion is significant as we've seen that initial adjustment move towards the team that eventually covers the spread in 11 of the past 15 Super Bowls. So that early opinion has generally been right when it comes to covering the spread. However, last year's matchup between the Rams and the Bengals, it didn't follow this trend. Early money came in on LA. They jumped from 3.5 to 4, 4 to 4.5. And then Cincinnati covered that game as an underdog. As of Tuesday morning, though, the market sitting at Philadelphia -2, some shops hanging -1.5, but then in the afternoon, start to see an adjustment towards Kansas City. Some respected books dealing Kansas City, +1, others coming off the 2 to +1.5. I wrote in the Bet Now, Bet Later article that comes out on Sunday nights, minutes after we saw that line move to Philly, I said, don't jump on it now. Don't chase it. Wait. Don't bet -2 Eagles. This sucker is likely going to swing back to KC in the next 2 weeks. And I think we could even get back to pick him. Said this line could even close Chiefs 1.5. Go read the article. It's in there. And the projection seems to be playing out so far. So if you like KC, I would say definitely grab it +1.5 right now. Get on the other side of that one, which we talked about last week as an underrated, kind of undervalued key number. We don't often think about it, but it's a big one. And if you like Philly, wait this one out. You might be able to get them at a shorter spread, even some plus points. Mainstream operators like DraftKings, PointsBet, they're all reporting heavier ticket count and handle on Philadelphia here in the first 48 hours of action, Philly drawing as much as 76% of the early money. So on the over-under side of this thing, Super Bowl 57 opened with the total as high as 51 points on Sunday night. It climbed down to as low as 48.5. We are seeing a market consensus now 49.5, some places as high as 50 on the over-under. According to those mainstream operators, the under has been the popular pick in terms of ticket count. as much as 61% of bets on a lower scoring finish. However, the splits in terms of handle are a bit different. Some places are heavier on under money and heavier on over money. But as we see with the ticket account, it is the under. The total kind of on par with last year's Super Bowl game. 49.5 was the closing total for that one, but it is on the lower side if we look at Super Bowl totals over the last, say, 6 years. Last four Super Bowls have gone under, and FYI, this is the most publicly bet game in the world, and the public wants points. Casual bettors and fans, they don't want to sit through a low-scoring Super Bowl, so generally we're going to see more ticket count on the over on Super Bowl, especially in those last few days before kickoff. It could bring that total from 49.5 up to 50 and even higher, but books aren't going to move on any knee-jerk reaction right now. They know that money's coming, so don't expect to see this total move too much until next week, and especially just the way it's set up. Now, Super Bowl betting markets couldn't be any more perfect for bookies, really, considering that you have one game to focus all your energy and all your resources into. The lines are very drum tight. You've got a season's worth of data just pumping through them. And then you have this rabid audience of bettors that definitely want to bet. They want to bet everything associated with the big game. So whether you are new to Super Bowl betting or you just need to polish up on your handicapping skills here for Super Bowl, because it is a different animal, I'm going to walk you through some do's and don'ts, some strategy for betting Super Bowl, just to get you started as we start to size up the odds for Chiefs and Eagles. So a good starting point, of course, the spread in the total. And from there, you can kind of build out your initial bets and set a narrative for how this game is going to play out. And then you want to see which market's going to line up with that narrative. If you like the over on the game, props like passing touchdowns, likely going to go over. So, definitely want to watch for any contradictions out there when it comes to those markets. You don't want to say, take the Eagles and then have a bunch of positive Kansas City props. It's probably not the best way to approach it. So don't step on your own toes, essentially. Be mindful of what you're betting. And when it comes to props, be mindful of the VIG that's out there too. Props coming out sooner and sooner every year. This is the earliest I've seen Super Bowl props come out. We usually had to wait till like the Thursday before they started rolling out. And then that weekend, they would get busier and busier. But the prop markets are now shark-infested waters. The sharp guys, the professional guys, they don't play around the spread and total. They know that's a tight line. They want to find value in the prop markets. And books aren't necessarily going to adjust the totals on those. If you have some total at 1.5, they're probably not going to go to 2.5. But what they're going to do is they're going to jack up the VIG on the over if that's where they're seeing the action. So by the time you get to it, the week of Super Bowl or in the couple days before Super Bowl, those markets have been bet into. The value is gone. So I would suggest if you are betting props, definitely want to get into those markets early. And if you are betting props, have some variety. Go out there, open some different book accounts. Don't have to go big in money, but just have some options as to the different lines and the different VIG that you can bet on these props. And money management wise too, for Super Bowl is a big one. You come in with a bankroll set for Super Bowl. This is how much I want to bet on the game. And then once you start lining up your bets, rank those bets in according to your confidence of them hitting. And if you really feel good about, under rushing on McKinnon, then rank that out higher than you would some other bets and then bet accordingly, put bigger bets on the ones that you feel better about. It seems simple, right? Especially for those that have been betting for a long time. But this is, these are things that casual bettors, new bettors that are testing the waters here for Super Bowl don't necessarily think about. They'll start throwing the same unit size down on everything regardless. And when it comes to silly props like the Super Bowl Gatorade bath and the coin flip and the halftime show and what Rihanna is going to wear, unless you've got inside info on those things, there's no real way to cap them beforehand. It's completely randomness. So keep them light. They're fun to bet, but keep them light and keep an eye on social media because generally there'll be some leaks and slips about information. Length of national anthem is one that we have seen in the last few years. But beware the fake set list for Rihanna. I will say those do make the rounds and I have been suckered into those before. And in the same vein, know that it's Super Bowl, okay? I know it's the last real football game of the year until the fall, but, stay in your lane when it comes to bet size and how much you've got risked on the go here. Bet what you're comfortable losing. That's the best way to approach it. You know, you don't want rent for that month riding on whether Noah Gray is going to go over 1.5 receptions. That's a terrible way to spend your Super Bowl Sunday. It's a great social event, family and friends. You want to enjoy the game. So, you know, stay within your lane. I don't want people crying on my couch or swearing or punching the TV when they lose their wager. So just keep it light and enjoy the game. And another tactic here for those that were late to the party in terms of, you know, if you don't have any futures riding on this one, you don't necessarily, you know, you're going to bet into the worst of the number here when it comes to the outright odds. Super Bowl MVP is a great way to milk some extra value out of the outrights. Right now you get Hurts plus 120, you get Mahomes plus 135. Quarterbacks have won MVP in 31 of the past 56 Super Bowls. They've won it in 4 of the past 6, so there is a good chance one of those passers does take MVP in Phoenix. And, you know, if you look at the odds right now, you've got those two QBs, and then you got Kelce 8-1, as high as 12-1 out there at some places, and then A.J. Brown, Smith, Sanders. And then you're looking at some defensive players, but really that's a great way to milk out that, those last second, those MVP odds. All right. First of a few Super Bowl bets here to come for the show. And Dell, you're not going to like this, but I took Chiefs, took them +2. I bet this one this morning. It has moved to +1 at some places. Look ahead lines for the championship Sunday were Kansas City -1 before we even had those championship Sunday games played, Kansas City -1 against the Eagles. And then early openers came out. We saw some Kansas City -1.5. Of course, there's injury concerns for this team. You got a trio of wide receivers dinged up. You've got Willie Gay, the linebacker. You got Snead, the corner, dinged up as well, too, on top of Mahomes' wonky ankle. But you've got 2 weeks to get these guys back into action. There's no real pressure for them to play right away. Not like it was Mahomes' injury last week. They've got 2 weeks to heal up. For me, though, I look at the look ahead line. I look at the opener. And then I look at the public perception following Championship Sunday. And the Eagles' route, They routed a rudderless San Francisco team that either had noodle arm Brock Purdy out there that couldn't throw after the elbow injury, or you had a QB4 and Josh Johnson out there just turning over the ball. It forced the 49ers defense to play almost 38 minutes. They eventually broke down. The Eagles rolled. I'm not going to discount Philadelphia for that, but I'm not also going to bump them up or give them an upgrade on that. As for Kansas City, you had a less than mobile Mahomes playing injured. You had injuries to the starters on both sides of the football, and they still went and they beat a Bengals team that was playing the best football of anyone out there. I think the Bengals were the best team heading into the playoffs, and that's definitely a feather in their cap. And then you give KC 2 weeks to get healthy on top of that. So I definitely don't think Kansas City should be a dog here. And so I got them +2 on the other side of that one, other side of the 1.5. The other bet that I did make Sunday night, I did take under 50 points here for the Super Bowl. You got Mahomes, you got Hurts, they're awesome. But we have two defenses that are different makers. Both the Eagles and Chiefs have very disruptive pass rushes. Both protect against the big play. I think it's going to lead to a lot of shorter passes, a lot of shorter gains, a lot of runs, a lot of intermediate stuff. Scary bet to make considering the firepower on the field. But, you know, if you're skittish on the full game under at 50, you could go under 24.5 in the first half. We have seen some nerves build up in the first quarter, keep some offenses kind of off balance. And then the defenses are definitely going to be schemed up there before some second half adjustments. So the under 24.5 in the first half may also be a good play as well, too. That is it for me and the Tuesday episode of the Sharp 600. Thank you, Dell. Thank you for listening. A reminder that please rate and review the Sharp 600. Let us know your feedback. And then stay tuned. Listen to our social channels. We'll be back on the Friday pod. We're going to have more details of what we're going to be doing in Phoenix next week as we wrap up for the Super Bowl. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be working with Caesars Entertainment. Probably going to have about 3 pods and a butt ton of content coming at you. So stay tuned to that. Until then, good luck.